My next guest on WYLL FM's Live and Local is Kathy Shandro, who is a member of a group whose short name is J108, which really doesn't tell you much unless you're in the know. The long name, and apparently the official name, is the State Farm Employee Activities Big Band Vocal Jazz Ensemble. And so the obvious first question is, how do you get from that big name to J108, Kathy?
Well, for one thing, nobody had enough breath left to repeat it back, so we had to come up with something shorter. The actual reason that we came up with J108 is because that's the very first room that we rehearsed in here at State Farm South. So it seemed like a kind of a catchy title and certainly made a lot of sense, but that's the inside story.
How long has the group been around?
We've been together for about 8 years. We are an ensemble that has 12 singers, so we have three on a part, and generally some of us have been with the group since the beginning. I'm one of those. And then as folks have left the group, then we've just simply replaced them.
And what gave somebody the idea to start a vocal jazz ensemble at State Farm?
That's kind of an interesting story. There is a group called the Big Band, and you had part of their name in our formal name. And the Big Band, as you can imagine, does big band stuff. And at the time, they were looking for a group to sing some of the things that they do with vocals. So the idea for the ensemble really came out of the Big Band needing to have a vocal group.
And this is also a big band at State Farm?
Yes. They're wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Do a lot of the 30s and the 40s big band material. They rehearse twice a month, I believe, and are available at times to go out and also do performances.
And so you guys got formed with that. Dave Lang is your director. Was he among the founders?
He came about 4 years after we started.
And how did whoever initially organized this find singers? Did you just put out an email and say, who wants to sing vocal jazz or what?
Well, that's pretty close. There are the music area, I mean, the music folks in town is pretty small group, and even more so at State Farm. So it's sort of the kind of thing where, you know, one person knew a few people here and somebody else knew a few people here, and some of us sing in several different groups together. So the folks that put it together kind of came up with a list of people that they thought might be interested, and they just sent a generic email out to that list of people and said, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. Is this something that you think you might be interested in? There was an initial meeting. The big thing, I think, with this is when you do any kind of jazz, the chords that you sing are pretty intricate, and they're pretty tough. It's not necessarily something that anybody can sing without being able to read music and without being able to pretty much stay on your part. It's not like, you know, I can sing melody and, you know, go with whatever the rest of the group is doing. So we had to make sure that everybody understood from the beginning, you have to be able to read music, you have to be able to, you know, to keep those intricate jazz chords on key, which is another big thing, and you have to be able to memorize music because the things that we do are memorized. So when we had our initial startup meeting, those are the kinds of things that were raised, and it turned out that we eventually had enough people show up that we could cover the parts. We wanted at least three people on each part, and the rest is sort of history.
And you sort of implied that one has to have a really good ear.
Yes, especially with jazz. Well, I guess I'm because I do so much singing, and it's really difficult to do it unless you do have a good ear. It's awfully hard to get in any kind of a singing group where you're not singing solo and be able to fit what you're doing in with everybody else. It's not just pitches, but you have to be able to kind of blend. So there's that whole issue. You can't have certain parts sticking out or certain people sticking out. So you have to be able to listen carefully to everything that's going around, make sure that what you're doing is right and it fits in with everybody else. And then you throw in a combo on top of that. And I should mention here, too, we do sing with a combo. We have a three-piece combo. We have a keyboard and electric bass and also drum set. So you throw the combo in on top of it, and better make sure everybody's sort of at the same place at the same time.
And how often do you perform? And did you initially just perform for the big band with the big band, or do you do company performances, or
all of the
what's
above?
Your range?
Right. Initially, there was a performance in Galesburg that the big band had set up, and it's something that they did on an annual basis. And they knew that at that point they really wanted to do some songs with the vocals. So when we first started, that was the goal for this particular performance. So the things that we learned at that point were for that performance. But the first thing that I remember performing for really was State Farm Founders Day, which is always the first Monday of June. In fact, our State Farm Founders Day was just yesterday. And so because I don't even know how they found out that there was a singing group for State Farm, and we were invited to sing for Founders Day, and it worked out beautifully. So that was really our first performance with that. We have performed on and off with the big band. We find that the smaller the group, the easier to do performances. When you've got a pretty big size band like the State Farm Big Band, sometimes it's a little harder for them to get everybody together who needs to be there and set up. So that's kind of when we sort of went our own way as well and found performance opportunities. We do occasionally perform for State Farm activities, but most of what we do, I would say, is outside. You also asked how often we perform. Generally, I would say it's between maybe 12 to 15 times a year. I don't know if you have information about the kinds of things that we do during the holidays, but, you know, come August, September, you know, we start working on Christmas music. We do have jazz versions of a lot of Christmas stuff. So, you know, we do find more performance opportunities then.
And I have not mentioned so far that the reason we're even having this conversation is that I saw the name of your group, actually a slightly different short name of the group, listed among the performers at the Uptown Normal Farmers Market, which,
that's right.
If the weather permits, we have to qualify that, you'll be doing today at 4:30 until 5:30. Weather does not look promising, but that's an example of one of the gigs, and if things clear up, I guess if there's even a window in the rain, you guys will, I presume, get out there and do some tunes.
That's absolutely right. A lot of times we split the kinds of performances that we do. There are times when we will perform outside, and when you perform outside, you are not only at the mercy of the weather, whether it's raining or whether it's hot or whether there are bugs or whatever, but we also perform inside as well. So it really kind of depends on what we've been requested to do. Certainly willing and able as much as we can to do any kind of performing.
You've got Dave Lang, the director, sent me a list of songs you're planning to do this afternoon. It's quite a long list and quite a varied list. It goes from Mac the Knife and Putting on the Ritz to Beyond the Sea, which I guess is from The Little Mermaid. Take the A Train, The Girl from Ipanema. It's a pretty nice variety of things. Who does the arrangements of the songs?
Most of the arrangements are already in place. We purchased the music already arranged. So that's pretty much taken care of. I will mention, though, that one of the songs that our director, Dave Lang, arranged for us is our version of the State Farm theme song, Like a Good Neighbor.
Really?
Yeah, which is really kind of interesting because what happened is he actually arranged a jazz version of it. And so we have been using that a lot when we go out. We try to put in a commercial, you know, for who we are. We don't necessarily come out and say, hey, we are the State Farm singing group, anything like that. But, you know, every once in a while we want to make sure that people sort of know where we're from. And we will use that song. In fact, I mentioned before that we were singing for an agent who had been celebrating his 25th anniversary with State Farm. So we started our performance with a State Farm theme song, and we ended with it. That one is a cappella, so we can pretty much do that one anywhere.
So is there more to that song other than the line, that the only line I can think of, which is just, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. That's all I know.
State Farm is there.
Is there more to it?
There are actually three verses, believe it or not.
Really?
We were very shocked. Nobody knew. There's one verse about auto, and there's one verse about homeowners or fire policies. And then there's another verse about life and health. So you put all that together, and it's like, wow, who knew?
And you've got a song. Well, and unfortunately, you guys haven't done any recordings yet. I'm sure that'll be part of it. So when you get your recording, we want to be able to hear that song, because I doubt anybody knows that there's anything more than that one tagline besides
That's
you guys.
Right. And I don't know if you're aware of this. I always throw this in there because people don't know. But the music for that song was actually written back in the 60s by Barry Manilow.
Seriously? No kidding.
Seriously? No kidding. At that time, before he actually became a well-known performer, he was writing a lot of jingles and that type of thing. And he is credited with writing the music part for that song.
How about that? That is something for somebody's trivia contest.
You need to write that down so the next time you have a trivia.
I just did.
Absolutely.
There's a group here at WILL that participates in trivia contests. And I don't know under what category that would come, but maybe I'll suggest it to somebody and see if they can dream up a question. How many, before I ask this question, back up a little bit. When I lived in Chicago, which is now was the late 80s, early until 91, I used to work for a medical book publisher, and for a while I actually had a group from the company that I directed. And again, medical, so we called ourselves the Vocal Cords. You know,
I'm groaning on the inside and laughing on the outside.
Everybody's got to have their pun when it comes to a cappella. And we were on a company. But, you know, I don't know how many employees we had at the place. I'll bet you not more than 50. And so it was pretty good that we came up with a group of about 12 or so. How many employees are there at State Farm, at your branch of it?
Gosh, I'm thinking in the Bloomington Normal area, there's got to be about 10,000 altogether. I'm thinking that's about that big.
That's a small town.
Yeah. Well, you try to find parking about 8 o'clock in the morning at any of our campuses, and you know immediately what we're talking about in a small town.
Yeah, I imagine. So I'm surprised in that case you weren't able to get a bigger group, or did you just not want one?
We felt that in order to do the kind of music that we wanted, we needed to keep it small. If you try to go beyond 12 people, then you end up really with a small choir. And we feel that keeping it small allows us to be a little bit more proactive. Also, the kind of music that we do, it just allows us to be a little bit more flexible with that. And again, you know, with a small combo behind us, that works out really, really well.
Are there other groups besides yours and the big band from State Farm?
Yes.
Musical groups?
There is actually a choir. They're called the Good Neighbor Singers. And they meet on a regular basis, but from what I understand, and I'm not part of that particular group, from what I understand, they generally have particular goals, particular performances that that they go. I know they do a lot of performing around the holidays. I believe they usually sing also for a Habitat for Humanity kind of a program. So that's some of the things. So they don't meet all of the time like we do. We pretty much meet throughout the year. We might take maybe a month off in January after the Christmas holiday and that sort of thing. But some of these other groups, they just meet as needed.
So how often do you rehearse?
We rehearse once a week.
You do rehearse once a week.
Right, that's with the vocalists. And then as far as adding the combo, what we do is we wait until we're getting ready to perform, and then what we'll do is we'll have one or two rehearsals with our combo. So they don't meet with us all the time. Most of the time, it's just a matter of learning the music and getting back. As you mentioned, we have quite a few songs, so sometimes some of us older folks have a little trouble remembering all of the words and things, so we need to make sure that we go through that music and we've got it, you know, ready to go, as well as we always are adding new music all the time as well.
And do you rehearse on State Farm time? Do they sanction this?
After hours.
After hours.
We're part of the State Farm Employee Activities Association, so nothing that we do is on company time. We all, you know, we rehearse usually on Tuesday afternoons after everybody's off of work. We do schedule rooms. That is one of the things that, you know, we are allowed to do. So we schedule a room here at State Farm, which is that J108 I told you about. By the way, we no longer meet there. It's a little bit small. But and the same thing, too, with performances. Everybody makes sure that they have time off. We don't perform on company time unless we're taking personal time off. So, you know, we're very respectful of company time. We feel that State Farm has just been such a wonderful employee to even allow this kind of thing to happen. I mean, to even put together this kind of a group. And then we like to be a good steward as well. Whenever we go out, obviously, you know, we are trying to project State Farm in an extremely positive way through singing. And so, you know, we're grateful. We're very grateful.
See, I think State Farm ought to give you the time during the day. The group I used to direct, we rehearsed on company time. And then we had full company concerts. They all just took time off and came in and heard us sing. That was kind of course, it was more manageable company.
I would say with 50 people, you'd probably manage it. I know, you know, well, maybe we'll just have to kind of take that up with Mr. Rust and see what he says.
With 10,000 employees, he can afford to give a few of you an hour once a week.
Well, we'll just kind of review that and see what comes up of it.
Tell them I said so.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're talking here with Kathy Shandro, a member of J108, the State Farm Employee Activities Big Band Vocal Jazz Ensemble. And if the weather holds, and we're all crossing our fingers, they'll be singing at the Uptown Normal Farmers Market. I'm missing a word in that complete name, I think. Uptown Normal something Farmers Market.
Right. I'm thinking all I have is Normal's Farmers Market. Farmers Market. So
either way, that's at 4:30 today. And where is that exactly? Do you know?
I believe it is east of the Children's Discovery Museum. And I think it's between in a little alleyway or area between Babbitt's Books. And there's a Fireside Pizza place, I believe. So I suspect, though, if you come out, you'll definitely see the farmer's market. And if you hear anything, you'll know we're there.
If it's not raining and thundering, then you can listen for some a combo and some vocalists.
Sure. Now, the singers don't mind getting wet too much, but the equipment doesn't like it very well.
No.
So if it starts raining, we're definitely not going to be able to have the equipment out there.
Well, I hope it works out. And I do know you're singing again for the residents at Blair House. Is that in Normal or Bloomington?
That is in Normal.
Next Tuesday. And I hope you'll let us know of anything else that's coming up. And maybe we'll try to talk to your bosses and get you some time off to come over and sing on Live and Local.
Love that. I think that would be such a wonderful opportunity. And Kevin, I really appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
Well, it's my pleasure, and thanks for joining us.